You're listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at www.svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Judge me, and it's going to be hard not to, but I've gotten into a certain television show for about the last month. Late at night, after the workday is over and the kids are in bed, and Heather is happily watching some singing competition show or the latest favorite crime drama or comedy sitcom, I have been known to creep back into our bedroom and turn off all the lights and watch a horror series from AMC called The Walking Dead. I can't even look at you all right now. It's a show about zombies. Dead people who stumble around hissing and grunting and just rip into and swarm whatever living flesh they can find. Once a person's been bitten by what they call a walker, then they get sick and die in a matter of days. And then just a minute or so after death, they come back to back themselves. I wouldn't say back to life, but they come back as a walker, hence the title, The Walking Dead. And so the whole show begins after this pandemic has taken over the city of Atlanta, Georgia, and we presume the entire world. And the basic premise is that this small band of humans are just trying to survive. I would classify this show as an apocalyptic zombie action thriller. And you have to know me, I never would have guessed that I would take an interest in a show like this, but I have to say that I'm hooked. Thanks to my brother Tim, who kept telling me, you gotta check this out, you gotta check it out. It's by the same guy that brought us Shawshank Redemption, and I like that movie, and a number of other ones. Frank Darabont, he's a great film director. So I started watching. And like anybody who watches a show like this, we have to always make our justification. It's not about zombies and violence so much as it's about the relationships and the deeper questions that the show explores. Yeah, right. But you know how when you watch a show, the same show, or read a book, the same book, for a long period of time, so much so that it sort of becomes a part of you for a little while, that whenever you look out into the world, back to reality, it reminds you of that show or that book or whatever it is. So you look back and just things remind you of whatever you're engrossed in your free time or in your escape time. So, I was out at the shopping mall this week, looking around at the people, and I noticed that nobody was really looking back at me. Everyone I noticed was just kind of walking around, looking past each other, practically hissing and grunting, ripping into whatever the deals were that were right in front of them, almost senselessly handing over their attention and their money for stuff. Ignorant of where they were or who others were, really just focused on themselves. And I'm right in the middle of all that too. Maybe focusing a little on our closest friends and families, you know, but that's about it. And I know those are some pretty morbid thoughts to have during this festive time of the year, that we should be about joy and giving and thinking about others, but I couldn't help it after watching this zombie show. So today our theme is weariness. Last week was want, we want. This week the theme is we are weary, on the cover of our bulletin, the second Sunday of Advent. Today we reflect on our weariness, and I would go so far as to say that if we're not careful, as busy and as consumeristic and as self-centered as we can be, if we're honest, if we're not careful, we human beings can almost be a certain kind of walking dead, stumbling through this world, empty, directionless, void of passion and conviction, just ready to devour whatever happens to come before us next. And I'm right there at times. It's almost as if we are walking dead, even while we're alive. Eyes glued to a screen, perhaps. Hearts set on a thing, perhaps a material thing, not seeing others, not seeing the world, not breathing, trust in God, live faithfully. Maybe even in the church, we can drone on with little life, just doing what we always do, or desperately trying to find something new in order to give us a quick thrill. I remember reflecting back on the Nicene Creed and the Apostles' Creed when I was in seminary, and I described it as just a droning on, like cows mooing. As these words that shape us as a community of faith just get droned on. These are words that have shaped us down through the centuries, but now we can sometimes just read them like zombies. And this in so many ways. It can be like the life has been sucked out of us. And maybe it's just because we're tired. It's not ill-intentioned. We're good people. We try to be good people, and we mean well, but we just get so tired. And then we can get careless, and then we can stop seeing others, and we just walk by. How weary we can be, indeed. Weary of fighting, weary of working, weary of crying, weary of searching. How weary we can be, weary of worrying, weary of watching, weary of hurting, weary of walking this path. How tired and weary we can be, especially during this time of year. But today, a prophet's voice cries out in the wilderness. And I would suggest that we imagine for this day replacing the word wilderness with weariness. When we look at our gospel text, a voice of one crying out in our weariness. For weariness is certainly a type of wilderness. A voice of one crying out in our wilderness, in our weariness, prepare the way of the Lord. In the midst of our overwhelming fatigue comes that cry. Make his paths straight, the prophet says. In other words, instead of wandering aimlessly through what can sometimes, or many times, be a parched life, let us orient our direction to God's direction. Let Christ be our compass. Remember when we had, just 2 weeks ago, the stoles on the floor, and I suggested they might be a compass for us as we go around our church year. And the white stole, I remember, was facing forward and going out the door. Let Christ be our compass, pointing us to the altar, to the meal, to the bath, to the book, and pointing us also out into the world. Let Christ be our compass. Let our direction be God's direction. The prophet goes on from the weariness. Let every valley be filled and every mountain made low. That is to say, when we're feeling low and in the dumps. Ever feel low and in the dumps? When we're feeling low and in the dumps, know that God, through Christ Jesus, who, by the way, was born low and in the dumps, in the lowly manger, know that that God will lift us up, will fill us in. That's what the prophet announces. And when we're feeling on the top of the world, on top of a mountain, perhaps, confident as a pilot, strong as a lineman, wealthy as Donald Trump, unneeding of God, because we've pretty much got it all already. Who needs God when you're as tall as a mountain, wealthy as Donald Trump, strong as a lineman? When we're feeling like that, the prophet cries that we will be leveled. Every mountain and hill shall be brought down. Because when you're up there, you can't see everyone else. There's a certain walking dead quality even to that life. Uncaring, unnoticing, unconcerned, uninterested. But the prophet cries out that the low shall be lifted up and the haughty shall be brought down, and all flesh shall see it together. See what together? The salvation of our God. All flesh shall see the salvation of our God. Heather and I got to hear the Messiah chorus this week, and I can't help but think of that beautiful chorus about all flesh shall see it together, the salvation of our God. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we are brought back to life in the advent of our God. We are raised from walking dead to walking in Christ. We are humbled to see all flesh together in need. We are filled with Christ this day, filled to the brim with love and forgiveness and grace, and we are with God. And God is with us this day, whether we're in the malls, or in front of the TV screens, or the computer screens, or in our workplaces, or in our playgrounds, or in our sleep, anywhere along the way, God is with us, and so we awake to see in all flesh, with all flesh, that God has come to save us. Right now, God has come to save us. And into eternity, God has come to save us. Amen.
From all of us at Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit www.elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.